Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Warning. Things are about to get intense.
I mean, Bree and I are talking like that intense moment when the room stops, maybe time stops, when everything might be going around you, but you're looking at that one person dead in the eyes, or a maple donut in our eyes. Usually I'm giving that stare down when I want to ask my husband for his credit card so I can go shopping.
Ooh, that is the intense that I like. Intense heat, lasting plump.
From the hot new Lifter Plump from Maybelline, New York.
Formulated with chili pepper, Lifter Plump delivers a heated sensation for an instant lip plumping effect that lasts.
Available in 8 sizzling shades. Blush, Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and many more.
And you know me with that red, nothing like a red flag on my sizzling lips.
Oh, we know it, girl. Can you take that heat? Find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you.
Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time.
Welcome back to the Bellas Podcast. Today we're shouting out to all the moms with our very special Mother's Day episode.
Oh, with a very, very special guest, our mom, Kathy
Gigi Gatto.
She has a lot of names. Plus, I'm going to kill a super nasty rumor that I don't want my ex to start a family.
What?
Yeah.
And of course, my husband, WWE superstar Daniel Bryan, is hosting another hilarious edition of everyone's favorite game show,
Bella Brains. All right, everyone, here we go.
Woo!
Happy Wednesday, everyone. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Bree, and this is the Bellas Podcast.
And we are recording this from the happiest place on earth.
That's right, Disneyland.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, I had to. I freaking love this place.
I'm literally wearing my mini ears right now. So let's kick off the happiest podcast in the world by opening up.
So let's pop that bottle. Today, we're opening up a bottle of Moët Chandon Imperial.
Woo!
Woo!
And because Mother's Day is right around the corner, we're opening up with the most special guest, the woman who made us, our mother, Kathy.
Yay! Welcome to the show, Mom.
Yeah, I'm so happy to be here. I am a avid listener, and I love your show. Now I get to be part of it.
I know. Okay. Our mom loves our show, and she actually always judges our debates, and she always picks a side. So, Mom, Bush or no Bush?
No Bush.
Yes.
She's one of those. And also, Mom, I think we need to tell everyone a really fun fact, how Brie Mode is a lot like Gatto Mode.
I mean, identical.
I mean, the apple did not fall far from the tree, that's for sure. And everyone, I get drunk like my mom. It's crazy.
And I don't, which is even weirder.
It is weird. But my mom and I, we literally, it's so bizarre. We'll have the same amount of drinks and we literally, our eyes turn, we start to talk the same and we act the same and we get crazy.
You just get wild.
Yeah.
Not too wild. We get fun.
They get fun. Okay, that's the one thing they'll get a lot of fun.
But we can go zero to fun really quick.
Yeah, I mean, it's like
Brian's always like, it's like in the middle of the sentence, you just get drunk.
Now, even though I don't fit into Gatto Mode or Brie Mode, I mean, I have my own Nicole Mode.
Yeah.
But the one thing is all three of us are extremely close. I mean, I feel like we're like sisters, like best friends. I mean, you're still like mom, but it's like amazing. Like, I don't understand it when people don't have that amazing relationship with their mom, because we're lucky because we do. We're so close.
Like, Mom, like, you're one of the people I'll call up to like go have a glass of wine.
I know. Yeah.
Preferred.
I feel the same way. It's like, I love hanging with you too. So cheers to that.
Cheers.
I feel like Mom should talk about her labor. Like, I don't think anyone knows this, but my mom was barely 19 years old and had no idea she was having identical twin girls. Having twins at all.
Which is crazy.
I feel like you should like go through that.
But yeah, well, I was pregnant at 18, and I don't recommend that for anyone. And I was healthy throughout my pregnancy, and so there was no reason. I mean, everyone remember I'm going to be 55, so people weren't doing ultrasounds all the time unless usually there was an issue or if you had insurance to pay for it, and I didn't have either. And so I went into delivery thinking all the nurses told me I was going to have a big boy. And I ended up having a 5-pound girl, which is Nicole. And the doctor was ready to close up shop. He's like, okay, my job's done here. And the nurse is like, I have another heartbeat. And I'm like, mine, right? I was hoping it was mine. Yeah. I mean, not now, but then. I mean, I didn't like to babysit when I was young. So here, even just having one child.
So your karma was you got two babies at the age of 18.
Two babies. But ended up being a blessing.
Yeah. Well, I love, too, when the doctor asked you to push. For me, you said, no, you already pushed enough.
Right. No, I said that before. When they said that they had, they knew what the other heartbeat meant, a baby, then I was like, well, my work's done here, so I'm not pushing. So if you have to take that baby C-section, take that baby C-section.
But, so that's where our stubbornness comes from.
Oh, gosh. And you passed it down to Birdie. I know I was asking this the other day, but wasn't it super crazy, too, because Brie and I were identical twins and we share the same umbilical cord, like that I came out for 16 minutes?
Yeah.
And she was still inside.
Well, what happened was you were delivered breech because, you know, obviously once they knew there was another baby, it was like, okay, we need to move quickly. And then your lungs are filled with fluid. So I didn't really get to see you. They took you right away. And then obviously I got to see Nicole and hold Nicole. Yeah.
So I'm considered a miracle baby?
Well,
is what you're saying?
A surprise, a lot of things, you know, but they had to test your placenta, my placenta, to determine if you were identical or fraternal twins.
Really?
Yeah. How they crazy. Did not know because they weren't expecting it.
And then did you eat it?
Hell no.
But right.
I thought that's what you're supposed to do.
I don't give a damn. You know what? I was healthy enough.
I ate mine. Actually, I will say this. So my doula did I was number 455 birth. I had the second largest placenta she's ever seen. My placenta weighed 10 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
Birdie weighed 9. She couldn't believe how many pills she made out of my placenta. But that's pretty amazing, the second largest placenta.
Just to follow up, since you rudely interrupted me and didn't let me finish my story, is I only had one name picked out. I only had Nicole, which is Stephanie Nicole.
But did you? Or did Dad have a name he really liked and you had a name you really liked?
No.
And you guys didn't think let's give each
to here's the thing. Your dad liked the name Stephanie. I liked the name Nicole. And then I agreed to Stephanie Nicole if we could call her Nicole. And
which
then, like, almost towards the end
it's
of
made
my pregnancy,
life very confusing.
Right at the end of my, almost at the end, I'm like, I like the name Brianna. And your dad was like, we already have a name picked out. And so, but I didn't have a middle name. So, but when I delivered you two, then they asked me the second name. I didn't have a second name, obviously. And so they wouldn't even write Nicole's name down. They had a little A on her cap and a little B on your cap. And it was aww, baby A and baby B.
A-team, Brie. A-team.
Uh-oh. Whatever. So what I find really cute, though, is that you and Dad, though, really, like, you loved Nicole and he loved Stephanie. Wouldn't it have made you guys be like, oh, yay, we have two babies. Now we can give them each our favorite name.
Yeah, I don't know. I was a little confused that I had two babies.
And she was in the moment. Like, she knew she was having twins.
Shit.
Well, I have to say, the cool thing, Mom, I feel like you have, you becoming a mom so young is how close us three are. Mm-hmm. Like, I think now at 35, almost 36, I have a daughter who's going to be 2. I think, like, whoa, I could never have done this at 19. But Birdie and I are going to have a lot of years in between us, where us three, we only have 19 years. So I feel like it's made us like best friends. Like, we have fun together. We love to go wine tasting, go like do things, you know?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And I wonder if Birdie will enjoy it with me when we're older, because I had her at, what, 34?
Well, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember when I was 20 years old with a fake ID, and I wanted to go to a bar with Mom and her friends. So Mom let me. But literally the guy is like looking at my fake ID all crazy. And Mom grabs it out of his hand and goes, she's old enough. She's of age. And like pushing me in, I looked at her. I'm like, Mom, you're going to get me kicked out. Do you remember that? At the bar by the Chargers Stadium? Shauna was with
us.
Oh,
I do remember.
I do remember that.
So
that's when you lived right above that bar. Yeah. Well, not technically, but in an apartment.
So you think, Brie, are you ever going to go to bars with Birdie and her fake ID?
Well, I mean, the thing, Birdie might think I'm like really old. Let's see. Actually, when Birdie is...
Because mom, you were, when we were 20, you were 38?
Yeah.
38. Oh my gosh. That just hit me. That's weird.
So just think, when Birdie's 20, I'll be 54.
Yeah, you won't be cool.
She might not.
Well, mom's 54.
Yeah, mom. Never mind. Mom, you're
cool. Mom, you're cool.
Yeah.
But you might not be cool for like 20-year-old.
I don't
know if 20-year-olds think like they'd want to hang out with you.
Well, I don't know if I want to hang out with a 20-year-old.
Well, there you go.
Right.
So I might be SOL when it comes to Berber.
You'll have, if you're
She'll want to hang out with Dodo, though. Watch.
No, but here's the thing. You might not go party with Birdie, but you'll do other things with Birdie.
I'll dangle Louboutins in front of her face. Trust me. She'll
go shopping.
I hope my daughter likes Birkenstocks. Let's be serious. My thing.
Doubt it.
But I just think it's funny how, you know, how young you had us and how old I had Bird.
Yeah. But I think it's that way. I think you either have your babies young or you get, you know, very focused on your career and you have them later. But I will say this, having them later is the better thing, in my opinion. I wasn't ready to be a mother. But if you, either one of you would have been a mother at 18, you would have been a great mom. I mean, that's what you do. You embrace the challenge that is given to you. But I think people age differently now. I think they age younger. I remember when I was younger and I looked at women that were in their 50s and 60s and they seemed so much older to me. And so I just think it's different now. You know, people always joke around like 50 is the new 40 or 60 is the new 50. And so you'll have that with Birdie.
People are more youthful inside.
Right.
Like it's not even, we can look younger now, but it's like inside they're more youthful.
But you know what else it is? There are no rules. I mean, there was so many rules for women or parents or all these things to act a certain way. And it is different now. You know what? You make up your own rules.
Yeah. Well, and I have to say, I think it's crazy because you're a successful businesswoman and so am I, but we both had different roads getting there. I mean, you were someone who went through a divorce, who had just opened up her own company. I mean, Nicole and I were
had
like,
put three kids in braces.
You were your like receptionist. You had like two employees. I remember you were teaching me how to do payroll. Yes. I was like
That's
putting scary. In Melissa Groen's name, and like I just remember all that. But someone like myself, I waited till I felt that I had hit my peak in my career and I could take time away. Like I did it all where I didn't have any stress besides marriage, which wasn't stressful. But it's crazy how you and I both had different roads getting to success.
I mean, that's the one thing that I love about this Mother's Day special is, Mom, you have been so inspiring to Brie and I. We were fortunate because at a young age, we got to see a strong, independent woman make it on her own. So as little girls, we got to see that in our home. It was like having Wonder Woman in our house, and it helped make us stronger and better. And you are a huge part of our success.
Well,
I feel like that's why we're extremely strong women.
Right.
But you know, it's interesting too, because when you think of different roads, and with this being Mother's Day weekend coming up, you know, you look at you, Brie, you made a choice whether to still work or not. You had an option not to work. When I had you, I had no option. It took your dad's income and my income to survive. And we did not make very much money. But at the end of the day, you know, those were the paths that were right for us, right? But I also want to tip my hat off to all the women that stay home, because that is not an easy job.
No.
And they stay home and they raise their children. And yes, what's wonderful is they have a choice whether to stay home or, you know, work. And they've chose to stay home. But I don't know if they get enough credit sometimes, because there are days I was very thankful to go to work, because being a mom at times, it's very hard.
I agree.
But I feel like nowadays some stay-at-home moms don't have a choice because of how expensive daycare is. I've heard that sometimes it's cheaper for moms to stay and not have a salary than pay for their kids to be in
daycare.
And
when you are a stay-at-home mom, I mean, a lot of times you are sacrificing, you know, whatever it was you wanted to be or you want to do to be at home with your kids. And that's a lot. It's a big thing.
Yeah, but we also want to say to all you stay-at-home moms, when the day comes, if you want a career, it's never too late.
Exactly.
Listen to the Gatto.
Yes.
Who owns a recruiting firm. Yes. Are you trying to recruit people, Mom?
No, I feel just like want to. I just want to push them along if they have dreams that they have had to put off for a while.
Oh, well, on that note, happy Mother's Day to all you moms out there tuning in. We love you all. Yes. Thank you for tuning in. And we want you to have a very special Mother's Day. But I feel like we have to stop with the mushy stuff right now. Because Mom will obviously, since you're an avid listener, you know what's next?
The debate.
Oh, yeah.
Matchup of the week. All right. Every family has disagreements, no matter how much you love each other.
Fighting is a normal part of life. That's why each episode we pick a topic to debate.
And then we'll leave it up to you, our listeners, to vote on Instagram who won the debate.
So speaking of who won the debate last week, let me actually say the percentages. So 72% of you voted team no Bush.
Whatever.
Leaving 28% of you team Bush losers. That's right. Won the debate again.
And Nikki, I actually voted online no Bush.
Well, that's right. Gatto's no Bush.
So
free.
I'm part of that 72%.
Mom, God gave us hair. We shouldn't care.
And God gave us smart people that created Laser Away to get rid of the hair.
Yep.
So my mom doesn't want me to have a bush, but she wants me to wear a bra.
Yes.
So this week we are going to debate, because my sister and I hate bras.
Hate them.
Bra or no bra. And it's going to be Gatto versus the Bellas.
Now remember, everyone, we each have 30 seconds to make an opening statement for our side of the issue. And then 2 minutes for a final argument free for all.
That's right.
Should we wait on the free-for-all? Can you two speak at the same time?
How about this? Well, I'll let Nicole speak.
No, I hear what she does to you. She destroys you.
What?
Yes.
They call me the destroyer. Mom, you ready?
Because it's Mother's Day. We'll let you start.
You want Brie and I to go first, or do you want to
go
first? Okay. Gladly. Okay. Putting 30 seconds on the clock. So, Brie, how are we going to do this? I'll start, and then you chime in.
Sounds good.
Ready, set, go. Okay, this is why you wear no bras. One, it's a health issue. So we have a major gland under our boobies.
That's right.
And when you wear a bra, you block that gland. So all the toxins that are trying to get sweated
like
out.
Like when you're sweating.
Then they're going to try to go through your armpit. Guess what? You're probably wearing deodorant. So now all the toxins are blocked.
Getting
and
blocked.
And they're staying in your breast. Also.
Not proven fact,
it looks,
but they feel it.
So sexy. No bras.
I agree.
Not
they
always.
Made nippies for a reason. I rock nippies 24/7. You 100%. Never see my THO.
Sometimes.
That's not fair.
Yeah, because you went over
so
8 seconds,
more.
But everyone sees your THO.
Ugh. Sometimes it's really cold out there.
Yeah. I will admit, when Nicole and I are at the airport, we get hated on, and I'm always like, because your dang nipples are out.
Well, that 30 seconds went really quick. I don't like we're on the same team.
Wait, first of all, because
she took up a lot of time.
I didn't even speak.
She didn't even talk.
Okay, Mom, ready? 30 seconds.
Wait. So
you got to give a debate 30 seconds
why you think we should wear bras.
Yeah.
Okay, ready? Set, go.
Yeah, you should wear bras because your nipples are out there for everyone to see, okay? I'm not saying wear a bra all the time, but I am saying put it on, give your frickin' tits some time to rest instead of hang and go everywhere. And it's just, it looks nicer with a bra, okay? It's still sexy. There's some fucking sexy bras out there. So, girls, strap them on. Mm-hmm. And I still have 3 seconds. So, everyone vote for me because they're not going to let me talk.
You're done.
I mean, Mom bought me a padded bra, and you made me feel like it looked hot on, and it looked silly.
No, it didn't, Brie.
Brie, you're going to let me start this 2-minute debate because I got something good back at her.
Oh, shoot.
Ready?
Hey, Mom, we got 2 minutes going on the clock.
Wait. But I can chime
yeah,
in.
Totally.
Of course okay, you
ready?
Can.
I'm taking my glasses
okay,
off
ready?
For this one.
Go. So you know how you said give your girls a break by putting them in a bra? Actually, scientists have proven.
Okay,
so
you
it's
go to
muscles.
One
you
doctor,
guys,
Nicole. You go to one doctor and he tells you that.
Mom,
and
you
it
have
is
to
a
let us finish.
Golden rule
no,
now.
But
don't
so
have
you
to
guys,
let you
know
finish.
Why your boobies
no
hurt?
Bra.
Mom, might no, we do sometimes. Have to go one at a time.
No, you never
no,
let me.
You never let
Anyways,
you.
So you guys.
I'm on your
why
side.
Why your Thank boobies you. Hurt when you take your bra off is because you're. It's like wearing Botox. You're not letting your muscles build up.
The debate
so bras
isn't if your
actually, you make
hurt
your
or not.
Boobies more saggy.
It's bra.
Okay, Mom.
My tits don't hurt
Let's
in a bra.
That's your mom's.
Yeah, my tits don't hurt in a bra. So I
then
don't.
You never want to itch them when you take them out of a bra all day. You know,
oh,
you want
I
that
always
want
to itch
and you want to rub them.
Okay, you guys don't even wear bras to know that.
Sometimes I have to.
I'm just saying. There's a lot of times you need a bra. Now, when I get home from work, I take my bra off. I'm, you know, having fun at
but
home.
But you're not letting but your muscle work out. So you have to wear no bras. So your boobs actually stay perkier.
One
Do you
doctor.
Want saggy boobs?
One doctor should.
But it's so true.
Yeah. I don't know. Did you research it after you heard
I
it from
did,
the one doctor?
Actually. I Googled.
It's one doctor 3 months
and
ago.
And it makes so much sense.
And you never wore a bra before you saw the doctor. So.
I know, because I love no bras.
And
I think no bras
just
look beautiful.
A bra
love what God
makes
gave
you.
You
look nicer, especially after children.
That when?
What?
A bra makes you look nicer.
You're saying
nicer.
Right now, me with
so
no
that is
bra,
your only.
Look nice?
Yeah. So your only fight is that
Cosmetic.
It looks nicer.
Cosmetic.
Yeah. Then get fake titties.
I have fake titties.
Then let them rock
I probably
out.
Did at 40.
They look
but
great.
There comes a time when you need to wear a bra.
Well, I am confused because you do have already like paddings built inside. So why do you need a bra?
Because
Nippies.
It's just more professional. You should, it just looks nicer. It
I'm going to go
okay,
back
you guys,
to.
Everyone, let Mama Bella win this and vote for me.
No
forget
way.
Forget
no, no, no.
debating anymore.
Health,
I'm just soliciting
health
your
reasons.
Vote. Give me the
we
vote.
We have 7 seconds left. If you guys want to be the healthiest you possible, no bra. And you know what? I do yoga all the time, braless. I can't believe
okay.
how much sweat drips out from underneath my breast.
Okay, well, I don't wear a bra to yoga. But, oh my gosh. So all you 18-year-olds,
Mom, you
don't start showing up without a bra, okay?
Mom, you're
it doesn't
cheating.
Look right.
Mom's
no,
cheating.
You guys cheat all the time. So Nicole I get
cheats.
To cheat.
I don't cheat. All right, you guys, we're going to post a poll on our Instagram stories and we'll reveal who the winner was on next week's episode. So make sure you vote.
Vote for me.
Vote no bra.
No, vote bra. And even if you don't wear a bra, still vote for me. I really want to win.
Oh my gosh. All right, everyone. And next up, we're going to kill the rumor that I don't want my ex to start a family.
Oh, geez. We're going to set the tabloid straight. But first, a quick break.
Welcome to a special segment brought to you by Xfinity. Nikki and I juggle a lot of different roles, being moms, wives, sisters, TV personalities, podcast hosts, partners in wine. So that means our days are very chaotic. I love being a mom first, but I have to say, I've never wanted to really sacrifice my career. And that's why we partnered up with Xfinity. Get a powerful connection that works throughout your home with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi. Whether I'm on a video call for work, I don't have to worry about them dropping. Or if I'm watching cooking videos to make something fun for the kids. And I feel like I've been able to be this hands-on mom. Work from home, I feel like I can just balance everything. As long as I have some reliable internet. Today, I was able to make my kids some breakfast. But before I took them to school, I had to jump on a video call. Head to my office, boom, I sit on the desk and next thing you know, I'm in a meeting with people in England and I'm going over a presentation with people in New York. The one thing I have to say that Xfinity has given me is peace of mind. I feel like Xfinity has literally made my household run very nicely, very calmly, and I am so blessed for them. That wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity has allowed me to do so much of my day. Reliable internet isn't just a luxury for us, it's a must. With wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you worry less about dead spots because let's be honest, they're the worst. Huge thank you to Xfinity for supporting the show. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With reliable coverage on all your devices, home just got even sweeter with Xfinity. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
1 in 8. That's how many people have worked at a McDonald's. Who serve millions the best Big Mac and best birthday party they've ever had. Who haven't just seen kids graduate from a Happy Meal, but have gotten help graduating themselves. Because they know the skills learned here.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to English Under the Arches.
Can help you grow from here or keep growing here.
Hi, welcome to
1 in 8, start at McDonald's. And where you start stays with you.
When it comes to decorating my home, I like coziness. I like the boho feel. I want it to be light and airy. Pretty much when you walk into my door, I want you to feel that you are truly at home and you have that warm and fuzzy feeling. So, do you want to know something we've all got in common? Here it is. We all want our home to be our happy place, somewhere where we actually look forward to coming home to. Why not make your home your happy place with Wayfair and become a happy new resident of the Wayborhood? Wayfair welcomes all home decorating styles, so they make it easy to find the perfect product for your home no matter your taste. Plus, the Wayborhood exists in every single zip code because Wayfair helps everyone create a home they love, no matter where they live. Wayfair is the go-to destination for everything home. And with plenty of styles to choose from, Wayfair also makes it easy with fast and free shipping. They'll even help you set up what you get. I have to tell you, one thing I love about Wayfair is their rugs. And this spring, I am getting some new rugs. What I love about Wayfair is that you can literally search the color of rug you'd like, the size, the shape. They even have a diagram of how it would look in your house. Wayfair makes the shopping experience so easy, so quick. A couple little clicks, and before you know it, you have a brand new rug that is on your way to your house. Plus, shipping is pretty incredible. I don't have to wait months for a rug. When I want it, it comes pretty quickly. I love that. Thank you, Wayfair, for making it easy and affordable. So to find your own happy place in the Wayborhood, just visit Wayfair on their website or go through the Wayfair mobile app. Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome back to the Bella's Podcast.
It's time to play Gossip Police in a little segment we like to call Kill a Rumor. Well, I guess the rumor mill has been working overtime lately because, oh my gosh, do we have a doozy.
I honestly could not believe when I read the headline, Nikki Bella would be crushed if John Cena starts a family with girlfriend. She wanted one with him. Where do they get these from? Like, where do they honestly get these headlines? I want to know who these sources are. Everyone, let me kill this rumor and then I kind of want to talk about it. That rumor is so far from the truth. I usually know that I say stuff in interviews that come off and I get when there's a headline. I'm like, shoot, I did that to myself, but I didn't mean it that way. I am the girl that puts my foot in her mouth, like a lot. I do understand that. I talk too much. I'm very open. I'm very honest. But this couldn't be more further away from the truth. One, John wanted to have a family with me. Like, let's get a few things straight here so these rumors can stop. Or when you see these headlines, please know that they're false. I did not leave my ex because he didn't want kids. He wanted kids. There's a lot of other reasons, and I'm not allowed to speak about him. Also, I did not leave my ex for Artem because I see that rumor everywhere. Yes, I am dating him. It has nothing to do with my breakup. I want to have a family one day. I don't want one right now. Guess what? I want my ex to have a family. He could start a family tomorrow and I would be so incredibly happy for him, whether it's with the girl he's with now, with another girl he adopts. I don't even know, but I want everyone to know that, like, I wouldn't be crushed whatsoever. I want nothing but the best for him. I just want to be done with, like, the headlines with him.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I don't know about you, but I'm just so sick of hearing all of the same things over and over, like recycled in a way I've never seen.
I mean, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. I love John in a way that I care for him. As a human being, he's close with my family. Yes, we're no longer in a relationship. I mean, we haven't even talked in months. But I just want to break free everyone from the headlines with him. And I know, you know, everyone's probably like, well, you're talking about it. That, for some reason, that headline really bothered me because it's so far from the truth. Right. And like, I just feel like I have to speak about it, but I would love when I don't have to on Kill a Rumor talk about my ex and I anymore.
Well, let's not.
Let's not. Any rumor you see about my ex and I, kill it. Hit it with whatever you want. finisher, bottle of champagne. It's done. Like, there's no hard feelings there. He could be with whoever he wants. I adore this dancer dude who has like insane legs, the most beautiful blue eyes. He can dance freaking the rumba and salsa like no other. I'm like so into him. And you know what? My ovaries, we don't want babies right now. And we're not going to get crushed if anyone else does.
Does he not?
Oh my God.
Seems like
don't
he has
start a rumor.
Baby fever.
Don't start a rumor. But yes, so I hope I killed, I feel like I killed a few rumors right there. Right, Bree?
I think you did.
Yeah. You know, I'm just in a really good place in my life. I'm really happy with the man that I'm dating, Artem. And John seems to be so happy. And I pray, I mean, I pray for his happiness every day. And that's all I want is for him to be happy, for me to be happy. I mean, shoot, if John celebrating next Father's Day, I would love it.
Well, that's great.
So,
well, I feel like we have officially killed this rumor. Which means it's time for Bella Brains.
As always, Bella Brains is hosted by the best brother-in-law in the world, WWE superstar Daniel Bryan.
Thank you, Nikki. Oh, boy. I've been having a blast at Disneyland with the fam, and I'm excited to join you for a Disney edition of Bella Brains,
Bella Brains, Bella Brains,
the hilarious weekly game show hosted by yours truly. One twin leaves the room while I ask the other some questions, and we'll keep score to see who has the stronger Bella Brain.
Sweetface, you've been hanging out with Goofy too much. But last week, I finally won, so the current score is 1-0.
All right, Bree, enjoy your victory because it's not going to last long.
Whatever.
One and done, sister.
Is Bree going to win this bottle of Dom? Let's find out. It's time for
Bella Brains, Bella Brains, Bella Brains.
All right, who's leaving the room first?
Nicole, because I won last week.
Fine, whatever. And Goofy is totally rubbing off on Brian.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to drop the mic. Good luck.
Since we're at the happiest place on earth, I thought it would be fitting to ask you questions about Disney for this week's Bella Brains. Are you ready?
I'm a little nervous, but I feel like I know Disney pretty good because of Bird.
Okay. What was the first full-length animated movie to be released by Disney?
Full length. That means like an hour, over an hour type of movie.
Yeah.
Like not a, like,
yeah.
A,
like not just like a 10 minute thing.
I feel like, you know, where the stuff was dancing.
What stuff was dancing?
A broomstick, I remember.
Okay.
I feel like it was Fantasia.
That would be wrong.
This is hard.
I mean, couldn't you just start listing Disney movies and I could.
Cinderella.
No.
Beauty and the Beast.
No.
Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
It's not a movie.
Dang it. What the heck?
You get two more guesses.
Ugh. Damn it. I can only think of like nowadays movies. Mary Poppins.
No. Full length animated.
Oh.
Last guess.
Anastasia? What was it?
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
You kidding me?
I'm not kidding
you. I can't believe I didn't say Snow White. Damn it.
Okay. Are you ready for the second question?
Yes.
Name the Seven Dwarfs. I suppose that's not a question.
Okay. Grumpy.
Okay.
Sleepy.
Yep.
Grumpy. Sleepy. Happy.
Yep. Three.
Silly?
No. Silly dwarf?
Yeah.
Silly dwarf. Can you imagine Bird saying that?
Oh my gosh. Can I have a hint?
Are
they all feelings?
No, they're not all feelings. Some of them are actions. One of them is a profession.
Doctor?
It's not doctor. His name is not Doctor.
Doc.
Yeah,
Doc.
There you go.
Doc. I remember Doc. Skippy?
No, there's no Skippy.
Jumpy? You said actions.
Yeah. No.
Snoring. Doesn't one snore?
No.
Oh, it's a sleepy one, I bet.
That's sleepy.
actions.
I mean, just stop thinking of actions. There are some ones that are like feelings. You have Doc.
Happy.
Happy.
Sleepy.
Sleepy. And you got Grumpy too.
Grumpy. Any other hints?
I mean, it's hard because they're very descriptive words.
Okay, whatever. That's all I can get.
Okay, so you got four?
Yeah.
Do you want the full list?
Yeah.
Okay. Bashful.
I knew that.
Doc.
I already said Doc.
I know. I'm saying all of them. Dopey.
Oh, dopey.
Grumpy, which you said. Happy, which you said. Sleepy, which you said. And Sneezy.
Sneezy.
Our good friend Sneezy.
So I forgot Dopey and Sneezy.
And Bashful.
And Bashful. Damn it. Nicole better not get them.
Yeah. Okay. The final question, which you should absolutely positively know, given that we're here at Disneyland. And because Bertie loves Mickey Mouse so much. Originally, what was Mickey Mouse's name?
What?
What was Mickey Mouse's original name?
I didn't realize he had an original name. Mickey?
No.
Mouse?
Just Mouse?
Yeah.
Here's Mouse, everybody.
Mickey had a Walt?
No.
Disney?
Disney Mouse?
Yeah.
That's close. I'm lying. It's not close.
Oh. Tell me what it starts with.
M.
Minnie Mouse?
I like that idea.
Mighty Mouse. It's like an M and an M. I can't believe he had another. I mean, he has 90. Mick.
No.
Begins with an M?
It begins with an M. I would think you would have Googled at some point the history of Mickey Mouse, given that you love Googling the history of things.
Well, I like Google, like, Versailles and, like, the crown. I don't know. What's his name? I can't believe I got all these wrong.
Mortimer.
What? I would never guess
Mortimer
that.
Mortimer Mouse.
That's a horrible name. What was Walt thinking?
Well, that's why he changed it to Mickey.
Whatever.
So, we'll bring Nikki back in a second, but first, a quick break.
Texas Pete is a sauce that allows you to sauce like you mean it. It's generosity in its simplest form, and it's a swagger people have who know what's good. That's right. Each Texas Pete sauce is packed with bold, balanced flavor. The signature tanginess is what makes it a legendary hot sauce that can be used on just about anything. It has been at the center of dinner tables since 1929 and is still heating things up today. Oh yeah, and you know, you're definitely going to want to try every flavor. The original hot sauce has a famous secret blend of fermented peppers. The hotter hot sauce is 3 times hotter than the original and not for the faint of heart. Sabor by Texas Pete adds authentic Mexican flavor. Yum. And their dust dry seasoning matches the flavor of the original hot sauce in a flavorful dry rub. It's just making my mouth water thinking about it. I mean, I'm always reaching for the Texas Pete. I think we put it on our breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
We really do.
We actually even sneak hot sauce in our purses. So if restaurants don't have hot sauce, we put it on.
Texas Pete goes with me everywhere I go.
Texas Pete, sauce like you mean it.
Visit TexasPete.com and use the store locator to find Texas Pete products as well as purchase sauces and get recipe inspiration.
And use the promo code PODCAST24 for 20% off at TexasPete.com.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals.
Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week.
I mean, what are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
Factor's ready-to-eat meals are on the table in 2 minutes.
And eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simple heat and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with as much as or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking.
They're celebrating Earth Day all month long, which I love. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals.
Okay, so I keep Factor Meals in my fridge. It literally is, just like they say, you put it in there for 2 minutes and it's having a home-cooked meal. Plus, they have all the nutrients on it, the calories. It's been amazing. Mom was over. I was giving Mom Factor Meals. She was obsessed with it.
The one thing I have definitely noticed is that when I want to be really, really healthy, I think, oh, just eat super little. But no, Factor Meals shows you, you can eat a good sized meal with all the nutrients and still be healthy.
And it's for every type of person. It fits every type of diet.
Yes. So head to factormeals.com/twins50 and use code TWINS50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month.
That's code TWINS50 at factormeals.com/twin50. 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more.
Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Wow, that is so cool. I feel like there's so many times I drive around and I always look and I'm like, oh my gosh, if that was just a park for kids to be at. One thing I find as a mom that is so healthy for my children mentally and physically is places for them to run around that feel safe, that have community. I also feel like it's a great place for kids to be social. So I find it absolutely incredible that Macy's is going the extra yard to really help the emotional and physical well-being of children.
Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
All right, let's bring Nikki back in. Are you ready, Nicole?
I am ready.
Okay. Given that we're here at Disney, I thought it would be fitting to ask you questions about Disney.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So here we are. The first question. Dun, dun, dun. What was the first full-length animated movie to be released by Disney?
Mickey Mouse.
The movie?
Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
The movie?
That was probably a TV show. So movie, full length.
Full length animated movie.
Sleeping Beauty?
No.
Snow White.
What? It's, it is?
It's Snow White?
It's Snow White and the Seven
Yes.
Dwarfs.
Yes.
Wow. You got it?
Why are you smiling?
Because I didn't get it.
Of course. What'd you say, Spider-Man?
No, kidding. Fantasia.
Fantasia? That came out like 3 years ago.
No, it didn't.
Okay, maybe five.
Fantasia's really old. The dancing brooms
right.
And stuff.
That was a good guess, actually.
Yeah.
Not a bad guess.
Fucking was good.
Ooh, easy on the F-bombs.
Talk about Fantasia and you drop an F-bomb. Yeah. So question number two.
All right. Speaking of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, name all seven dwarfs.
So there's Sleepy.
One.
Dopey.
Two.
Grumpy.
Three.
Sneezy.
Four.
Dumpy.
I love Dumpy, though. Dumpy's
Nicole
a great...
and Nicole would say Dumpy.
Dumpy dwarf.
Happy.
Yep.
I need two more.
Would you like me to set you up on a date with Dumpy dwarf?
Yeah. No way. Like, imagine him with, like, ew.
Taking dumps everywhere.
Ew.
What else is Dumpy doing?
Dumpy like a dumpy body. Like he's got a dumpy body. I wasn't thinking.
Frumpy.
That
that's a frumpy.
I wasn't thinking he was taking dumps everywhere. Dumpy dwarf.
I would think he has a dumpy body. I've never heard someone say, look at that dumpy body. It's frumpy.
Shoot, I'm missing two.
Yeah.
You sure are.
And those are the two are easy, actually.
I already said grumpy.
We said grumpy.
Sneezy.
You said sneezy.
Lumpy.
Lumpy. Lumpy dwarf, I could also hook you up with.
He works at WWE, right? Oh my gosh. Smiley.
No.
And I already said happy.
You already said happy.
Sad? I'm just kidding. Oh my gosh, it's easy ones too. How many did you get right?
Well, I'll tell you when you're done.
Hold on. They're more emotions, correct? The last
one,
two?
One is a profession.
Doc.
Yep.
Doc, and then...
The last one's an emotion. Kind of, yeah.
You only get like two more guesses.
Okay, fine. Hater. I think there's one that's about excitement. It'd be like...
But you already said happy.
Not. Well...
Erection dwarf.
Crazy dwarf. erection, oh my gosh. My kind of dwarf. Just kidding.
Oh, I just got the worst mental picture. That's called Dirty
shoot.
Disney.
Brie, don't.
Do you want a hint?
Yes.
Starts with a B.
Emotion starts with a B.
Okay.
It's something Time's you've up. Never experienced in your life.
Bumpy?
You've never experienced bumpy?
Yeah, you had razor burn the other week.
Oh,
ew,
my gosh.
Thanks,
okay,
Brie.
That's a step too
All
far.
All right.
Bashful dwarf.
Oh, bashful. Okay.
This is the key question. Oh, the great. Make or break for you.
Which I think I've already beat her.
The key question of whether you win or lose this Bella Brains. What was Mickey Mouse's original name?
He had an original name?
Yeah.
He sure did.
Or is this some trick question?
No, he had an original name.
Don't. I'm asking
He's
Brian.
He's 90 years
He's the
old.
Host. Yeah. And when I'm 90, I'm still going to be Nicole. Mickey Mouse. So it's not a trick question.
It's not
like
a trick
solar
question.
System. Okay.
It wasn't a trick question. It was the name.
Oh, yeah. Well, was his original name Mickey Mouse?
No, it was not.
Michael?
No. It does start with an M, though.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Martin.
No.
Magical Mickey.
No.
Mikey.
No.
Miguel.
Why Miguel?
Because the original Mickey Mouse could have been Spanish.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, started in California. Is it like a human name?
It is a human name, but it's also like not a Unique. Name that you've heard in a long time.
I don't think, if ever.
Really?
I was okay. mine.
It's a weird one.
Yeah. You have two more guesses.
Okay, thanks.
Come on.
Max?
Nope.
One more.
One more guess.
This is it. It's the make or break.
Mister.
No.
Mr. Mickey Mouse?
Okay. I feel like you really shouldn't be making fun of her for her.
Whatever.
For her guesses.
What?
The original name for Mickey Mouse was Mortimer Mouse.
Mortimer.
Yeah. Well... Given that Nicole got one answer fully right and 6 out of 7 dwarves, and Brie got 0 questions fully right and 4 out of 7 dwarves, Nicole
what?
Is your winner of this week's Bella
Brains.
Face. So we will see you again next week for another edition of
Bella Brains, Bella Brains, Bella Brains.
Well, thank you, Brian. Those Disney questions were fun and hard.
I mean, they were. I mean, who knew that Mickey had a different name at one point?
What was
point?
His name again?
Shoot.
I know.
We're Macaroon? So no, Macaulin.
It was Mick.
It was a weird M one. I can't even... McRoy. No.
No.
Okay, anyways. Now it's time to answer a question for Bella Army Q&A.
As always, tweet at Bella Twins with the hashtag Bella's Podcast, and we might pick your question to answer on the show.
That's right. And this week's question is for me at AshFernandez7 writes, I have a question for the Bella's Podcast at Bella Twins. Nikki, if you and Artem aren't official and just dating, would you be upset if he kissed or slept with someone else?
Oh, well, here we go again, trying to figure out if you and Artem are official or not. So, Nicole. Can he sleep with someone or kiss someone? Or would that really piss you off?
I mean, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? It's easy. Would you be mad or not? If my husband kissed another woman, I'd be pissed.
You're married. I think how I am in my life, like the point I'm at in my life right now, I don't think I'd be that upset. I'd be like, okay, that sucks. Like, next.
Really?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, maybe I'd care if he slept with someone. I don't know about kiss. No.
He was literally here at Disney with Birdie's birthday.
Duh, I know.
And you're going to let that guy just go sleep with someone else after you just celebrated Birdie's birthday?
I wouldn't let him.
Oh, geez.
But would I be upset? I feel like I'd be like, well, I guess that didn't work out. I feel like that's where I'm at in my life. Do you think I'd be upset?
I just feel like we're all always trying to figure out whether you and Artem are official, if you're dating, if he's your assistant, if he could see other chicks.
I have no labels right now.
I think I might ask Artem to kiss another chick just to see if how you would be. If you
do that, I would be so mad at you.
Oh, really? You'd be mad at me or
you
mad at
you? Can't ask him to do it.
Well, like Artem would say yes.
Okay, good. I'm going to go ask Brian to motorboat some chick on Adventure Island. How about
my
that?
My husband, the father of my child.
You're so wrong.
Artem's just a guy like you're not really I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out you guys, and I'm sure you are too.
You know what? Just get with the times.
Actually, I think I might tweet at Bella Twins and be like, Nikki, are you guys serious or not? It's simple. Yes or no.
And I'll respond, hashtag no labels.
Interesting. I feel like we should ask Artem. I feel like maybe in next week's episode, I ask Artem how he would feel about you kissing or sleeping with someone else.
I have to be a part of the approval process. Who comes on our
or
podcast?
Or maybe we can ask you this question again in front of Artem, and I'd love to see what you'd say.
Good. Hey, the one thing that I learned from my past relationship, because you should always be growing, is communication. And I communicate with Artem 100%. He knows how I don't have labels. We don't say I love you. We're not boyfriend and girlfriend. He knows all that. I don't hide it. And I don't say, make sure don't tune in on Wednesdays.
Well, I feel like we're going to see the Russian anger grow next week when he hears
you say. He doesn't have an angry bone in his body.
I doubt that. When he hears you say, yeah, sure, you can sleep with someone or kiss someone.
But I'm not saying like then I'm sticking around like we're in an open relationship. If she's saying, would you be upset if he did it? I mean, it would suck, but I would move on.
All right.
Ashley, I don't know. I have to talk to my heart and my emotions later.
So, Ashley, I'm actually going to answer this for my sister. My sister would be pissed, angry, so mad.
No, I... Whatever.
Yes, you would. And this is why I've seen her in situations like this before. And I know, like, you don't want to sit there and say you're official, but you have very strong feelings. The guy's with you every day. I mean, you invited him to Disneyland. You'd be pissed.
Well, I care about him, yeah.
What if he kissed one of the other Dancing with Star pros? Ooh, yeah. You guys should have saw that smirk. I knew
it. Smirk, like a laugh.
Ashley, she would be pissed, plain and simple. I'm answering this question. Thank you guys for this week's Bella Army Q&A. Well, we have to get back out to Disneyland, so thank you so much for tuning in to this special Mother's Day episode.
And I just want to say happy, happy Mother's Day to you, Brie. You've just been, I don't know, just such an amazing, amazing mom to watch. And I have to say, one of my favorite things in the whole world is being Brie's dodo.
Aw, thank you, Nicole. And happy Mother's Day to all the mamas out there. We see you, we hear you, we love you. You're beautiful and fierce, and we appreciate you all.
Oh, we so do. And we especially appreciate our mom. Thank you so much, Gato, for joining us today and just being such an incredible mom who has taught us how to reach for the stars.
And drink them, too.
Oh, that's right.
We love you, Mom. Make sure you remember to vote for the winner of this week's Matchup of the Week on Instagram.
And tweet us your questions for Bella Army Q&A with the hashtag Bella's Podcast. And let us know how much you love the podcast by rating us 5 stars and leaving us a review with your favorite part of the show. And if you haven't subscribed, make sure to subscribe.
Yes, and special thanks to Brian for being a great Bella Brains host.
Until next week, remember to stay fearless.
And remember, you always go Brie mode.
Or Gato mode.
If you drink along with us.
See you next Wednesday.
And as Birdie likes to say,
bye-bye.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.